Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, it's time for Brown Bag Monday episode of Mr. Curiosity. And I'm not going to say any more because we have a special.
This is so weird.
I know. Our special guest is going to introduce, I guess, all of us. Are you ready? Travis, hit it, buddy.
We are here with Joe Seneker, John Meyer, and Minnie Ramsey.
What about the other guy? Do you know his name?
The Curiosity Podcast.
What about the other guy? Do you know his name?
Well, Sean. I don't know Sean.
See, he does know Sean. It's like you're one of the gang here. All right. Let me give you the background, folks. So we have Travis Bisping. Is that how you pronounce it?
You got it.
That's a weird name, buddy.
Or at least close enough.
Yeah. So we have him phoning in. And if you're saying, who is this guy? Is he a big celebrity? Is he a big shot? Is he someone here at WNEP? No. He's a guy who has been emailing relentless questions that are creative and interesting and compelling to us. And it was a request last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, to have you as a guest. And now you're a guest.
Wasn't it somebody else who requested that?
Yes.
Well, if anyone's been listening to this podcast for a year now, they know who Travis is just based on the questions.
Yeah, they know you through your questions. In full disclosure, we are not making any of this up. I don't know anything about you, Travis. We're going to find out shortly now. And Mindy is uncomfortable because she thinks you're just some type of weird guy who emails us too many times.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just kidding, Travis. John and Sean are, hey, is this going to be good? Is it going to be bad? So, Travis, here's where we're going to start. Give us your birth date, location, time, year.
June 11th, 1991.
Ooh, we're getting a little bit of an age group here.
And where are you from?
East Stroudsburg. I'm from the Poconos originally.
Poconos guy. Oh, family from the Poconos too, or are they like New York City imports?
Yep.
They're New York.
My parents, born and raised.
Born and raised. Okay, so natives of the Poconos. There aren't a lot of those.
There's not a lot of those. Okay, so there you are. You're growing up in the 90s and 2000s. And then what happens? When do you start becoming a big WNEP guy?
I mean, my parents have always watched WNEP growing up.
Okay.
My dad is probably one of your biggest fans. I know you get that a lot, Joe.
Oh, I love it.
So, I mean, I've always, like I said, we've always watched WNEP. Anytime I'm up there, I typically tune in. Fun fact, we're going to jump ahead a little bit here, but my mother-in-law signed into her YouTube TV account at our house one day. And because it's her area code is up there as well, I was able to watch WNEP that way in the morning, which was kind of cool for a couple weeks anyway. But
hot
tip from our tech guy. Here we go.
You can watch us without any of that with the WNEP Plus app.
I know.
Yes, Roku, forget about Fire that. TV. Just get the app, man. Get the app. We use this as a time.
I really should.
Yeah, anyone who can download the app on any smart TV or phone, and you just watch for free, WNEP, anywhere on the planet.
It's amazing.
As Mindy says, just stream it, baby.
Just stream it, baby. So you're a guy in your 30s. When did you move away from the area?
I graduated from high school in 2009 from Pocono Mountain West.
Okay.
And then I actually went to Millersville.
What?
Yep.
My face.
We have that connection, Joe.
Yeah, my face is on the halls of the Roddy Science Hall down there.
Yeah. I didn't take a whole lot of science classes. Okay. I originally wanted to be a tech ed teacher.
Yeah.
So I was in a different building, but, you know, so I went there for 5 years because, you know, 4 years was just not enough.
Well,
you know how it goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes. So then you get married, settle down, and you move away from the area. Where are you now?
So right now I live in a town called Schwanksville.
Oh, I know where that is.
Which is about 30 minutes north of KOP.
King of Prussia.
Oh, I was going to say KOP. I thought you were, northwest. I ride my bike on the trails right through there. It's awesome.
The Perkiomen Trail is right in front of my house.
That's what I've been on a million times.
So you've probably ridden right in front of Travis's house and you didn't know it.
It's a possibility.
Now, Travis,
been here for about 5 years now.
5 years. So do you miss WNEP? You can't live without it, right? That's why you took the app with you and you watch and you listen to the podcast and everything. You can't live without us. Admit it. You're connected. You're hooked.
Pretty much, yeah. I like your newscast way better than the newcast down here.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Travis.
So my other question, before we cut you loose and answer a couple questions with you, Do you sit and honestly think of bizarre questions, or is it just something that's on your mind there? Is it like fertile growth, or do you have to force
it? I'll be honest. It's a little bit of both. So I drive a lot for work. Okay. I work for an insurance company as a risk manager. Wow. So my territory is like southeastern PA. And so I'm in the car a lot. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, specifically this one. I actually, like, the way I started listening to your podcast, Joe, was you were on Chase Senior's podcast back in 2019. So I went to Noblesville with Chase. Like, I knew Chase from school.
Okay.
And I listened to his podcast, and I heard about yours, so I started listening to that, and I was like, this is really cool. And obviously just listened ever since. But so a lot of it is, you know, listening to other podcasts. They'll talk about something. I just like to hear your guys' input on it. But then a lot of times it is just kind of off the cuff of I'm thinking about stuff as I'm driving. And I'm like, I wonder what they would say about this.
Oh, that's so funny. So,
yeah. Well, keep it coming. We have a whole bag of your questions. You don't want to overload us. We gotta sprinkle you in like a fine seasoning. You know what I mean?
I work for me.
A live question.
Joe, listen, hey, before we get started, though, if I don't ask you this question, my dad would probably disown me.
Okay. This could be your question then. This is it.
Sure, we can go. We can do that. So this is going back years, and I mean probably 10 or 15 years ago. You said something on the news.
Wait,
the
I'm going to pretend we're I'm going to pretend we're opening a question. So this is the question coming out. Listen, this is the crinkling.
That's fine.
Okay, here's the question from your dad.
You were at Oktoberfest. I'm assuming it was at Elk Mountain.
Yes.
And then you said you were going to go to Chet's place afterwards.
Yes.
But that was a whole different story, and yes, you could not elaborate that on the air. I'm okay. Wondering if you could elaborate on that now.
Oh, no, there's nothing specific. Chet's place is just a real local, down-to-earth, earthy crowd. There's nothing elaborate about that.
That's a great way to put it.
It's a bunch of beer-drinking guys, and it's unruly fun, and that's what we do after Elk Mountain Oktoberfest every year.
That's funny your dad has been curious about that.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. There's nothing more.
Hey. Not only that, my mom and dad are actually there right now.
Oh,
funny enough.
I didn't think that starts till
they're
the
camping at Chet's place right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Maybe
so if you
know.
Hey, Joe, if you want to make an old man's day,
head on
over there this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I know there's a lot of campers. They camp out. It's a big weekend
really?
For them. Yes, in all weather.
Yep.
So it is bizarre, and he must be a hardy dude, your dad. So.
They were up there last night. I'm sure it was pretty cold up there this morning.
We had frost this morning.
Well, why don't you show up, meet him? I'm going to be up there this Sunday, and we'll be rocking and rolling. You going to join us?
I'll talk to my wife.
Talk to my wife. You hearing me? Minnie, he's a beaten down married guy.
Well, I mean, that's the way it happens.
No,
this
it doesn't
is life.
Have to happen that way. Well, Travis, we're going to cut you loose and we're going to continue on with the podcast, but we appreciate all your questions and your input. Is there anything we left out, John, Minnie,
well,
Sean?
Well, Travis, do you have a random question you want to ask us?
Besides the Chet's one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that are in my bag that I really wanted you guys to answer, but you haven't got to them yet.
Too many.
Do you want me to grab one out of your bag?
Yeah, grab one out of your bag.
I'll grab one. The bag. So you have a special bag. It's separate from everyone else's. And
and I feel like I need to apologize because I feel like a couple times I've maybe made fun of Travis.
What, like he's sending in too many questions.
Yeah. I feel
you're
bad.
Never going to say anything that's going to offend me.
Okay. Because I think you're probably an upstanding great guy.
Yeah, and he seems like it.
And yeah.
Doesn't say Travis. Hold on.
He's unoffendable, I can tell. He's one
just
of us.
Just like Joe, right?
I'm surprised while we get this ready that some people, because you said you drive a lot and you don't listen to podcasts. Isn't it life-changing?
No, he does listen to podcasts.
I'm surprised other people song over and over again.
Yeah, how do you listen
to
radio stations?
So the podcast kind of breaks it up, and it's just I listen to all different kinds. It's not just like one specific genre. So it is just nice to hear people talk sometimes.
I'm glad we're on your list. We're going to cut you loose after
all
your
right,
question.
Travis,
here it is.
Here's what you asked us. What's your favorite PA town name? When I tell people where I live now, they always give me a funny look like there's no way that place is real. For me, it's Shikshini. That's what you told us.
Okay.
Because growing up, your grandfather would talk about it all the time. And you never believed that was a real place. Intercourse is a close second.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Lancaster
and you graduated
County,
from
Lancaster
Millersville.
County.
Travis, former NEPA resident. It's
oh,
signed,
good.
As always. So there, I mean, Mindy, you came from Iowa.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wild names in Pennsylvania.
There's so many. The thing that's really hard for me is the one that I am familiar with but is mispronounced in Pennsylvania, or pronounced differently, I should say. But like, you know, I lived in Maine for a while, and you always talk about Newfoundland, Canada, and here it's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
And so it confuses the heck out of me. So that's a lot of times what I think of.
New Berlin instead of New Berlin.
Yeah.
Or even T-H-R-O-O-P, troop.
Right, troop.
But you can't, you know, troop, throop. You want to say throop. There's so many towns like that. You don't know how to say them, and they're Native American, Makanakwa, Shekshini, Wapwallopin. It's tough. There's so many.
The first weekend I anchored the news, I had to say something about the Shekshini Makanakwa Bridge.
Oh, man.
And that all filled the teleprompter, and I was like, what is this? Shekshini Makanakwa Bridge?
That's funny.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, buddy. So that's your special question for today. We're going to cut you loose, brother, because we have to continue on with the podcast, but we appreciate you. Do you know that you're appreciated and loved?
I appreciate you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Keep those questions coming.
And you need to stream us.
I will.
Okay.
Awesome.
I will.
Thanks.
Great talking with you, Travis.
See you, Schwanksville.
Yeah, so nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Rock on, brother.
Schwanksville.
All right, so Travis is gone. And how about that? He seems like a good dude, a cool dude, a regular guy.
That was awesome.
Right?
Yeah, I thought that maybe he was like very weird, maybe like, you know, living in his mom's basement.
That's why Mindy had to apologize.
Yeah. Oh,
I know. I'm thinking, why did you apologize? I felt he would be older. He's only in his 30s.
That's true. Although when he said
kind of figured
born in 1991,
didn't surprise me,
okay, age wise, yeah.
I of course when he says born in 1991, I'm like, oh, he's so young.
Yeah,
he's in
that's when I graduated high school. Oh,
it's
oops.
Funny how, yeah, I know. 2000 seems like it was just 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, the year 2000.
I know.
So. To me, anyone, 90s, I feel the same way. Well, that was Travis. He was a contributor, folks. Now we're going to get to your questions and keep them coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Mindy, hit it.
I just feel like that went so much better than I thought it would.
I think Mindy's about to pick a Travis question out of my box.
I was a little weirded out by the idea of having some unknown
dude. You have to have faith. I know people. I can tell by their questions.
Well, you never know. Okay. My name is Ellie, and I'm from Scranton. I love your Mr. Curiosity podcast.
Ooh.
I want to say I have no problem with Jack's mustache or how many vacation days you take.
Oh.
No problem with Kurt's ties or the morning antics.
Oh, there's going to be a problem coming.
There seems like a butt.
Yeah, this is a butt. Where's the butt? Where's the butt?
Blah, 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 blah.
No compliments.
Is there a question?
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. Like, yeah.
Is there something you're skipping over that you feel is inappropriate?
I don't know if I should read it.
No,
I don't know.
She's just blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada.
Folks, Mindy is too. Give me that thing. I'm going to read it no matter what. Uh-oh, look.
It's probably fine, but I just don't want to be, like, I don't want to offend people.
She's just being critical of someone for something little. Someone here, yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't want to hurt their feelings?
I just don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. No, we're not censoring anything. It's just this isn't a place for just criticisms of
silliness,
little things.
Yes, but
that's
kind
of something we already addressed. I feel like.
All right.
So.
You know what? You guys are taking all the
that's
fun.
That's a generic.
It's got to be edgy.
No, Joe's gonna read.
It's not edgy.
I want to read. It's not edgy.
No, it's not edgy. It's not edgy. No,
all right, folks,
it's not
we're
exciting.
Pretend that never existed. Here we go.
We are planning our trip to see the eclipse. We would like not. This is a little old.
A new? Is there another? The one in 27?
Yeah. We would like to travel not too far, like to Texas. We know that the weather is always a toss-up. We were wondering about the likelihood of clouds somewhere, for instance. Is it more likely to be cloudy along the shores of Lake Erie than somewhere in inland Ohio?
Stop it. Stop it right now.
This is so funny.
Proof that this is not planned because we have a question from five months ago.
Yeah.
Right? But this is how it works. So it turned out this year, do you guys remember what happened in Texas? Which is
cloudy.
Usually sunny. It was cloudy.
It was cloudy, yes. People were just so disappointed.
And one of the worst places to be in the north is in New England or the Northeast is in April. It's usually cloudy.
And guess what? Burlington, Vermont, not a cloud in the sky.
Mindy,
it was so perfect. I'm getting chills right now thinking about it. It was so perfect.
That, like, it was like bad all day and then right before
it cleared up.
Yeah.
Yep. And you were watching the clouds.
And then right at totality. It covered up, yeah.
Well, Mindy, could you say this then? Because did you experience a total solar eclipse ever?
That was my first time.
Okay, so was it – because I was really selling it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were.
and tears and emotions.
Yes.
You're not faking it at all.
No.
It's amazing. You can't explain it.
My family made fun of me.
Right.
Because they said, why are we driving 6 hours? You know, they just didn't understand. But then afterwards, they all said, wow, we're so glad you made us do that.
That's how all people are when they experience this. So if you're listening now and you have never gone to a total, has to be total, not partial, not annular, total solar eclipse, do it. Next one's 2027, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to go on an eclipse cruise. We've already decided.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're booking the eclipse
cruise.
The
morning show is going on a field trip.
I don't know what it is, but it connects you to the universe and you feel small.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. You feel small and insignificant, but yet one with eternity. Oh, it's nuts.
It's awesome. It's not quite to the level of the eclipse, but the morning we're recording this is the morning after the northern lights that everyone was seeing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing experience too. Mm-hmm. It's not, again, to the level of the eclipse, but when you're experiencing something that's rare and just the so beautiful, it was incredible.
But here we go with that to be human and to be our species. What if there was a total solar eclipse every day at noon? What if there was aurora borealis every morning, every evening? It means nothing. We only crave things that are rare. What is that?
It's so funny you say that because I even thought that last night. Last night was an absolutely beautiful night to stargaze.
Right.
Those stars are there all the time,
yeah.
Putting on an incredible show every night. But because they're there every night, some people love to go out and stargaze.
But
a lot of people, it's just like, another night with the moon, the stars out.
Right.
Last night, you add in this, you know, beautiful colors. And it's, whoa. And we got, Sean, 1,000 pictures sent to us from viewers because so many people wanted to experience it last night. You're so right. And we say this about everything.
It's everything in life.
If it becomes routine, who cares?
Okay, well, then what about your wife?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. What about yours?
You've been married longer than John. I'm married 31 years. Yeah. And do we go back to your first date? I was nervous. I was sweaty. I was like, I can't believe I'm with this beautiful girl.
We're so amazed by this.
Now 31 years, and I'm not saying I'm over it, but it's different, and I still love her, and she's beautiful, and the feelings are still there. But that first time, that first date.
But then she goes away to Florida for a week or something like that,
yes!
And you're like, can we
put her? My wife goes, but I'm saying this is just human nature.
It is.
True.
Food's taken away. Relatives, loved ones, the moon, the sun, auroras.
80-degree weather.
80-degree weather. What you have to do is appreciate everything at all times. Force it if you have to, right?
True.
Appreciate
yes.
it. Make yourself force it.
Sean, did you see the aurora?
All right, we're getting too serious.
No, I always remind
Sean
myself.
Sean doesn't care.
And then it gets late. And then
you forget.
Miss it.
Yeah.
Other than Dick Yuengling, okay, this is from Howie Kane.
I like it already.
Other than Dick Yuengling, who's the most famous person you have met? Were they down to earth and easy to talk to, or were they pompous and arrogant like the British royals?
Like the British royals. I love the end. Like
Howie
the British
from Mountaintop. Most famous person we've ever met.
No, we've met a lot of famous
people.
It's
funny how they consider Dick Yuengling like
a famous person,
a big famous celebrity, and he kind of.
He's kind of just
isn't.
A guy.
Yeah,
he's like
just a guy
he's
down
a
the
CEO.
Road. Look at Sean thinking. He's
trying to think of the most famous person.
I don't know.
My list is bad and brief.
Okay.
But would you guys, I mean, the big ragu on Laverne and Shirley, he was a guest here in the backyard once. Do you remember that character?
Yep.
And Dick Yuengling. And I had a chance to meet Jackson Brown once at a concert. Someone gave me a backstage pass. And here's how self-aware I am. I didn't do it because I know he would be annoyed by me.
That is self-aware.
Well, because, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm just going to be another fan saying, oh, you make great music. And I didn't want to go. I didn't go because I didn't want to bother the guy because I know he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I've done some big political interviews,
yeah,
like John McCain.
That too.
I was part of a group interview with Barack Obama.
What do you mean, like, were you interacting with Barack?
Well, there were a bunch of reporters around him and talking to him.
I don't know if that's meet.
I don't know if that counts as meeting. Now, John McCain, it was one-on-one, so I interviewed him, John Kerry. But those political interviews don't seem they don't seem genuine. Like, you don't really get to know someone. I'll tell you the most random famous person that I met, and it's just kind of funny, is David Muir.
Okay.
That I was reporting on the Pope in Philadelphia doing a live shot just along Market Street in Philly. So not where the Pope even was. And who comes walking down the street?
Just, but like,
David Muir.
But like on,
he
on
was
duty?
On his way to go to cover the Pope and had to walk like 15 blocks to get there. And
he didn't
just
have
said
a
he
ride?
Wanted to walk.
So he was walking by himself?
By himself.
And you walked with him?
And I just was doing my live report and got done. And I was like, that's David Muir walking towards us. And so my initial reaction was, I'm not going to say anything. Because I didn't want to be that
guy.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. You don't want to be that
but
guy.
But then I thought, I am a news anchor on an ABC station. He's our our network anchor. I got
to
go say something.
You have to say something.
Did he have great hair?
He did.
He does have great hair. I thought of that.
I have to. So I went up and I said something. I said, David, I work for WNEP in Scranton, the ABC affiliate there. I just had to come up and say hi, you know, and love your work and stuff like that. And he said to me, he's like, WNEP, you're one of our rock star stations.
He did not know that. He did not know
that. Right off the cuff.
Are you serious?
He said, you guys dominate. It's awesome to meet you.
No, how would he know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. That is interesting, though.
I'm sure they go over numbers just
I guess.
Probably. And David Muir seems like someone who would want to know that kind
of
stuff.
He's one of those guys. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And he was real appreciative of me coming over. He said, we got to get a picture if you're from, you know, an ABC station. So we got a picture. And I towered over him.
<That's> so
but
funny.
You must have somebody. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I interviewed George Bush one-on-one.
Yeah, but interviewing me. I mean, yeah, same thing. You're right. No, that's
good. I mean, talked to him, and he asked me where I'm from originally. This was in Portland, Maine, when I worked there as a reporter / anchor, and he was running for president. And so he said, where are you from? I said, oh, I'm from Iowa. And he said, oh, beautiful state. And my reaction was, really? No, I mean, but I was like, yeah, no, it is. Like, but
well,
I was
he has
living
to
in,
say that, though.
I
but he
living,
has to say that.
You're right. I was living in Maine, which to me at the time was just so incredible. But if, you know, you're used to trees and mountains and ocean, and then you get to see flat cornfields and things,
yeah,
that
maybe
can be
that's
beautiful,
too. That's a different form of view.
Yeah, and it really is. Every time I go back to Iowa now, I think it's beautiful. But I was just so astounded by where I was living in Maine that I just was taken aback by what he said. And they have a compound in Kennebunkport, so yeah. I'm like, you're used to ocean. But anyway.
Was he flirtatious? So, I mean,
No, not at all. Not at all. And then
Why would I even ask that, right?
Yeah, why would you ask that? I met Laura. I interviewed Laura Bush one-on-one when I was an anchor in Bangor. And then I interviewed Howard Dean and some other people, I guess. Like
not
that.
Howard Stern.
No, not Howard Stern. Howard Dean.
Sean, nothing. We're boring, man. No,
it is interesting when you interview these politicians.
Jesse Jackson interviewed him, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
The politicians, they're in such a mode.
Yeah.
Like, that they're so, at this point in the campaign, when I interviewed them, they're so used to doing this that there's just a little bit of small talk. They do the interview, and then they're off to do their rally or anything like that. So you don't get a great feel. Laura Bush, I interviewed too.
Oh, she was very classy.
And she was so like just easy to talk to and seemed interested in me and stuff. So I don't know if that was real or if that's just.
And she was good at joking. Like I asked if her husband also hated broccoli just like his father and that kind of stuff. And she laughed and, you know. So.
I can honestly say, call me a jerk, that I'm not impressed by any famous people. So I don't even care.
I think that's a healthy pass on most people.
No, I think that is.
I pass
think that's
on
healthy to look at people in a discerning way and not to just be astounded by their fame.
That means nothing to me.
Oh,
especially
only,
athletes. I don't want to meet any athletes.
There's one
care.
Person that I was starstruck by because like we don't usually get starstruck either just because we've met so many famous people. I met Captain Janeway.
What?
You guys don't watch Star Trek? Oh, okay. Man. What's wrong with you?
Until the end with that one.
Oh, yeah. You're
so
Mindy,
cool,
that's
Mindy.
Great.
Wow, well, let's just end there.
Yeah, she was in.
When Travis, come back. You got to hear this.
Hold on. Let's get him back on.
Yeah, let's get him back on. He's going to love this.
Okay, Voyager, Star Trek Voyager. That was the first show with a female captain. Captain Janeway. What is her name?
Blah, blah, blah,
I can't, blah, blah. Now I can't
Here
think of her regular
Mindy's
name.
Here comes Mindy's feminism. It's a captain. It's a female. She's
I would just loved her as a character. I loved her. So, anyway.
We're calling Travis back. Sean's calling.
Is Star Trek.
What is
Voyage? What is Star Trek? She was playing Katharine Hepburn at a playhouse in Connecticut. So, anyway, she was amazing.
We better move on.
Well, one thing I think that we all know, I mean, we're certainly not celebrities, but people know who we are. And it is funny how many people that they don't think of us as real people.
Mm-hmm.
Like how surprised people will be when they see me in shorts and a T-shirt.
Oh, I'm surprised too. I never see you in shorts.
You look
and a
so different on person. Oh, showing a picture of
there's the person.
Yes, that's Captain Janeway.
I've never seen that woman in my life.
Well, I'm not a Star Trek.
If I ran amazing. Into her at
Kate Mulgrew, I apologize.
Kate Mulgrew, okay. Thank you. I could not think of her name. I knew it was Kate or
I'm
Catherine.
I'm going to apologize to Kate Mulgrew.
Yes.
Sorry for picking on you.
She's a fabulous actress.
All right, Sean, your turn.
Sean, your third, baby.
Oh, right man. Off the top.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to dig deep.
This one's got redactions.
Something's redacted.
That one person mailed about four all in one, so I made four different questions out of it. So that's why I have it scribbled
right,
up.
So there was,
yeah, I don't want, because I don't want to do four questions.
I thought that was a conspiracy.
Questions.
Yeah, right?
No. They're good, too.
Okay, this one's good.
Yeah.
Is it true that our taste palates change as we get older? Because I used to hate coconut and Dr. Pepper, and now I love them.
What?
Whereas I used to love coleslaw, and now I can't stand it, or anything with cabbage, and I'm Polish. Go figure.
Wow, that is a good
question.
Have
yours changed?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
It is.
And I don't know if it just, you probably know more of the science behind it, but I kind of feel like, especially like ice cream flavors, maybe as a kid I liked whatever, and then now I, don't like that flavor as much, or now I like saltier things instead of sweeter things.
It's amazing how it does change. Mm-hmm. And you guys know me, I always say I eat like a child, like an 8, 9, 10-year-old. And it was much worse when I was in my 20s. I couldn't even eat a salad until 15 years ago. Now I look forward to a salad. I never did. I couldn't eat onions. Now I eat onions.
So you were that picky.
But I didn't go out of my way to say, oh, now I'm going to try an onion. They just became appealing. Huh. And I don't know why.
Interesting.
I can't think of a specific example for myself, but I've definitely seen my taste buds change.
But John, go back to 9-year-old you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
what was
eat
he
anything.
Like? Yeah, that's what I mean. Why is that? There's got to be a biological reason. When you're a child, you're not very experimental with food.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's like a stereotypical, I want French fries, I want pizza.
Chicken nuggets.
But your taste buds themselves change? Like, do you have basic?
Or does just your mental perception
about
things?
That becomes
more
elaborate as you get older? Like, you're able to taste more, and maybe that's why you're...
There's got to be something we don't know
here. I didn't like beer until my later 20s. Like in
what?
Well, like in college, I think maybe it's because you just drink cheap beer in college.
Yeah.
It was gross. But then when we moved to Maine, and I guess I was 24 when we moved to Maine. So I started trying like more craft brews in Maine, and they were so good. And I started drinking beer. Never did before.
Maybe it's like an appreciation because you didn't like me at first. And now I grew on you after 17 years.
That could
years.
Be. Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I started liking you last year a little bit.
Okay.
But
she's
I'm getting there. Yeah.
Me with onions.
I figure by the time I retire,
like you and onions.
I'll like you.
So,
He's on the phone.
According to Google AI, the number of taste buds actually decreases as you age.
Decreases.
Yes. So you
that's don't
taste
not it. So much for your
and the remaining taste buds shrink in size. So you kind of rely more on your olfactory senses for taste.
Oh, so that could be part of it.
There could be part of it.
There's taste palate bud evolution that goes on here, I guess.
Interesting.
All right. Tom C. from Archbald. How do you feel about adults blowing out candles on their birthday cake? I can understand the children wanting to blow them out, but maybe, especially after COVID, I just can't stand seeing an adult blow out candles on a cake. I won't say anything, but I refuse to eat any of the cake after I see this.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Is it a germ? Germ?
It sounds like it's a germ thing.
Yeah.
So, when you think about it, you're just...
Adults have more germs than kids?
Who has a cake story of blow? I don't think I've done that in 30 years.
I'm trying to think.
I guess I have.
I think I have. Yeah.
But
I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But so it's not annoying to anybody here.
But it was weird during COVID when you started thinking about it.
Yes.
Like I never before that.
We became so aware of germs.
Right. Right. Yeah. We couldn't be like next to each other.
I mean, you always see the videos on like America's Funniest Home Videos with like either the kids sneezing on the cake or whatever, grabbing a big scoopful with their hand or something.
But. And when you do watch kids blow out the candles, I mean, there's just
spit
flying everywhere.
And then we eat it.
I don't know. I think that helps build our immune system.
Sure. Well, then let me not wipe my hands when I urinate.
No, you still have to wash your hands. I don't care what falls out, and I don't care about the logistics.
If you missed our last episode, yes. Go back. You'll understand what we're talking about.
I told Joe a story. I don't know if you want to get
this
into it.
This is a good story. This is better than a question.
Right, I'm going to keep it.
You guys have to hear this story.
I'm going to keep it really brief. And this was very traumatizing for me personally.
Uh-oh.
It's like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. We have to give this to Larry David.
Okay. We were at a restaurant. I went to the restroom and I was in the stall. And it was like the handicap stall that had a sink in the stall.
Okay.
So I finished. I'm like, oh, there's a sink right here. I'll just use the sink. So I wash my hands.
In the stall.
I open the stall door as this 15-year-old kid's walking in. I walk out. I'm sitting there eating, and I kind of glance over, and he's like looking over, and he's like whispering in his sister's ear, and then she's looking disgusted.
My God.
And then I see him telling the parents, and then the parents are looking over disgusted. And I'm realizing he thinks I just walked out of the stall and just walked out.
But wait, who would tell their parents that? I would never share that.
So this entire family is like –
there's the guy.
I'm realizing why. And then we're leaving after we're done.
Do you say something?
Well, I hold the door as they're walking out. And the sister walks by and gives one of these, like,
the hands up, like she's disgusted by him.
No.
And I just, like, blurt out, there was a sink in the stall. it was like Seinfeld. And I'm like, there was a sink in the stall.
We have to give this to Larry David, I'm
telling
you. Yes,
that's the perfect anecdote.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
For them to judge you like that. But I've never seen a sink in a stall.
No, they do have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and never, if I...
You'll never use it again.
Or I'll wash my hands a second time. If I were to walk out and then someone would walk in, I'll wash my hands purposefully so they know I wash my hands.
Great.
That is so funny.
Mindy, what if
I was listening to the episode.
That is hilarious.
I wasn't here and I'm like, that's such a great story.
But anyway. Oh, that would have been the perfect story for that episode.
Well, Mindy, what if after the urinal when I flush, I stick my hands in the flow of water going down the side of the urinal? Will that suffice?
No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. No. I'm so glad I'm not a man. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Even though you have it easier.
You're like Elaine. I don't know how you walk around with those things.
Exactly. So true. Anyway. Sorry, Travis, if we're offending you.
So the birthday cake thing, it's interesting. Doesn't bother me. Adults with birthdays even bothers me. And my wife, do you guys feel this way as dads here? I want to be ignored on my birthday. I don't want a cake. I don't want gifts. Just stop it. Stop it. And she thinks I'm not being sincere.
Well,
to me,
it's
for children.
But
I don't
like to feel
it.
A little special on your birthday.
It's really kind of fun.
I think as we get older, obviously, the birthdays
become
take on a
less,
different
yeah.
connotation.
It's childish to give a 58-year-old man a cake and say, blow it out with the candles. It's for children.
Maybe the issue is if you have actually 58 candles on the cake rather than...
Yeah, that's true. That would be tough.
Maybe that's the problem.
All right, Mindy, we've come full circle. You're up again.
Oh, should I go again?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
How many minutes are we in here?
33 minutes.
All right, we have one more round each. Travis took up a good 5:10 in a good way, Travis.
Yes, Travis.
This is from Audrey.
Audrey. Give it to us, Mindy.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is there any real weather pattern that supports cloud weather in the first few days of February means warmer weather is likely to arrive soon?
Cloud weather.
Cloudy weather.
Oh, cloudy.
Yeah. Is there any real weather pattern that supports cloudy weather in the first few days of February that means warmer weather is likely to arrive soon?
No. So these things that people pick out of culture, like what's the old one? April showers bring May flowers, or what's the lion? You know, I hate the lion one. Give it
March comes in like a lion.
There's
out,
no
like
there's
a
lamb. Why does that even? I want that to go away forever.
Because it doesn't happen.
There's no truth to any of these things. That's like step on your crack of your mother's back. And no, this must stop.
Okay.
If some month comes in such and such, it doesn't mean it's going to go out or come in a different way. No.
I'm sure there have been certain years that it has happened in that.
And then confirmation bias and it becomes a thing. But no, there's nothing like that. That's like saying if John comes in on Monday and he has a blue tie on, guess what? He's going to get depressed by the end of the week. I've seen it before.
Oh, my gosh.
He comes in on Monday with the blue tie. But by Friday, he's beaten down and depressed.
That's why I never wear a blue tie on Monday. All right, I'm picking.
Because maybe one time that happened. I noticed he had a blue tie in on Monday, and then he was depressed on Friday.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
He probably is tired by Friday.
So this one is from Travis, former NEPA resident.
Travis, you're back,
nice,
baby.
He's back.
So I've had been to and planned bachelor parties. And these have all been more of a trip or long weekend event. In the past, it has just been one last hurrah the night before a wedding. I'm curious, when did it change from becoming one night
to a
big to-do? Also curious, what were your bachelor, bachelorette parties like?
Oh, Sean has to screen us now.
Well,
I will say
he's got a point here.
He's got a big point.
Mm-hmm. So
it used to be.
Yeah, it was just
a bunch of guys going out to a bar.
Going to a bar.
Maybe some other place.
Or something besides a bar.
Yeah, but that's it. Now it's a week-long event, and you're going on vacation, and you're...
And when you talk to people, especially in their 20s now, and they're in a wedding, the cost of being in a wedding now is huge. There's, Mindy, you can probably help me with this, but there's all these responsibilities for especially the bridesmaids to be part of the shower. And then the bachelorette is some big trip.
Yeah,
somewhere.
A lot of times people are going to Nashville now, and like what?
And it's all these big trips, and then there's all this other stuff.
Why did this?
And
all
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Are
honestly.
Spent to be in someone's wedding.
Yeah,
and guys too. I mean, there's big Vegas trips, Atlantic City, those kind of things.
Yeah, it's got to stop.
It's got to stop. Did any of us here on a similar subject have a reveal party? I mean, why?
A gender reveal? No.
Why is that so annoying? Yeah. Why are all these things annoying, people still do them?
And getting, we've seen this on social media, kids going to the homecoming dance.
That's a promposal.
Yeah, they have to have signs.
That's got
to
stop.
Yeah. All of it has to stop.
All of it has to stop. You're getting
It's too much.
Do you suppose it's social media and that's influencing people? Like, oh, I went to Nashville for my bachelorette party, so-and-so wants to go there too, or...
It becomes more and more pressure, maybe.
Maybe, social pressure.
China. Yeah, I don't need to travel for a bachelor party.
And now,
I mean, maybe in my 20s I would have been, I don't know. But even then, it wasn't,
but it,
it was like a one-night thing and you're, that's it.
It seems to be just the track of humanity. When I was in my 20s, people were still having weddings at church halls.
Yeah.
Simple stuff.
Yeah, I loved that too because...
Now if someone did that, they'd probably be frowned upon. Like, oh, look at them.
One of my huge beefs now with weddings is that so many people don't invite children, the children to the wedding. And I feel like watching the children dance around and have fun is, I mean, you know, part of the family thing.
And like, dogs. Bring the dogs.
Bring the dogs too. Why not? But you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's too expensive. Each person costs so much for the reception that...
So this is another example
to answer
the question.
When did it change? Well, it's definitely been in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
90s, 2000s.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Linked to social
especially
media?
I would say since I got married 15 years ago and there wasn't as much of that then. Even
I was
going to
say not
ago.
90s. I would say definitely more 2000s.
Okay.
We
need the pendulum to switch and swing the other way.
Yeah.
Let's keep everything simple. And say, let's get rid of weddings, too.
You know what it could be? Stop it. You know what it could be is that just the commercialism of it and companies realize you can make money.
It's all about
So it could be the marketing of it. It's like people like, oh, you know, I can make money if bachelorettes decide to have a big trip.
Well, I'm going to give you this example again of why I don't like weddings. I'm going to have a party this weekend, you guys, all right? You're all invited.
Ooh.
But you have to wear cycling spandex.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to listen to the music that I like, right? And then we're going to go for a bike ride. And then we're going to have chicken fingers and French fries.
I think I would enjoy this.
And then I'm going to tell you who you're going to hang out with and sit at my party at certain places.
I mean, I don't like that.
Yeah, so everything about a wedding, you're telling me where to sit, what to eat, what to wear, who to sit with, what to do. I don't like any of it. What's there to like in a wedding?
Hmm.
No?
It's a good family gathering because, like, a lot of times, well, I'm far away from my family, so.
It's a good family, but
I loved going to my niece's wedding because I got to see.
And it depends on the wedding, too.
Yeah, it does. Well,
and I've definitely been to fun weddings.
You went to a Halloween wedding where everybody dressed up in costume.
My cousin last year, that was a blast.
Yeah, so.
But then you had to dress up. What if you said, I don't want to dress up?
Good point.
But then there's some people that will have, like, a wedding with, like, a small group of people. They may go somewhere and have it, and then they'll have a really relaxed sort of reception.
That's what I want.
For everybody later. Like, there's a mix. You can
could do it right, but I think it's a personality extractor, and you make everyone just sameness, and it's terrible. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, it can be hard.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
You know me, I have a lot of problems.
Yes, this is true. I have a shirt that says that, and I wear it all the time.
All right, Sean, you're up.
I just want liberty and freedom for all. No strict regulations
and
formality.
And I did learn, when I got married, we went somewhere and had a wedding and then had a reception later. I did learn you can't say no gifts. Because we tried to say that on...
There's another thing.
We put that on the invitation, oh, no gifts.
It doesn't work?
And it doesn't work. And it just really offended people because they didn't know what to do.
I think Joe needs to read this one.
Okay. Oh. All right. Sean is passing it on to me. This is from Lex.
It's current, too.
On a recent podcast, Joe said he doesn't touch anything when he's at the urinal. How the heck does he get the bull in and out of the barn? So
that was my question.
Very careful.
Yeah. So all I'm saying, because we have to be delicate.
Right.
Mindy, you have a closet at home.
Right.
It's overstuffed.
Mm-hmm.
You open up the door and clothes just falls out. Okay? You open up the closet door. And
like a cartoon.
Jeans are falling out.
I don't know if this analogy works.
There's an old
whatever lamp.
That thing falls out. This is how it does.
Okay.
It's like an overstuffed closet.
All right. Well, thanks
right,
for
moving
that.
On. Joe, go ahead.
We need a new question.
Is this the last question?
This may be the last. This might be the last question ever.
Ever. I don't know if I can handle much more.
At least we got Travis on one episode before they shut us down.
All right. Travis, he's got a good one here. You step in dog poop.
Oh, I hate that.
Mm. You proceed to grab a stick to scrape it off.
Yeah, we're with you.
Maybe you rub your foot on the grass.
Yes.
Right. How long until you inevitably wear those shoes into your house or someone else's? Are you cleaning them with disinfectant? If not, how long before there is no poo-poo left on your shoe?
Great point, Travis.
Yeah, so.
Good point.
You're scraping, you're rubbing in the grass, but at what point does it become so minimal that it's no longer even an issue?
What I always do, I mean, do you care what I do? I don't know.
I want to hear what you do.
Yeah,
I love
okay.
It.
What I do is I do the stick, I do the rub, the grass.
I do the stick, I do the
sometimes
rub.
Sometimes if you're out in the woods somewhere, if like you step in like bear poo or whatever,
yeah.
Like you can take a leaf and try to like.
Yeah, but it's in the groove sometimes.
I know it's in the groove.
Yeah.
So what I do, I hate the fact that I would have to get in my car, but when I get home, I don't wear the shoes in. I leave them outside. I come out with disinfectant, spray
what?
It on there, then take the hose on high pressure, and you can get it all off.
Whoa.
Is this if it's still hanging around?
If it's just like a little, you can see there's some in the cracks.
I can honestly say I never even had the thought of disinfectant.
Yes, no, I do. I take some sort of cleaner, Lysol,
yeah,
whatever.
I've never gone that
disinfect,
far.
And I spray it with the high pressure hose. And that gets it off.
I guess my level is do I still smell it or don't I?
So if I
get home and I'm still smelling it after doing the grass and doing all that, I may hose it off or something like that.
But you're a grass rubber.
But I'm usually a grass rubber.
Yeah. I think after the grass rubbing, I forget about it and then I just move on in life.
I try to remove whatever I can see.
Yeah, but with his techniques?
Well, yeah, stick, that first. But stick, like if I were grass. To get home, same thing. I wouldn't wear them into the house until I cleaned
yeah.
it off.
And you can also use baby wipes, too, to, like, get in the groove.
But when
you
I'm not get in the car like after you've done it and have that smell, it's like,
it's awful. It's so disgusting. Yeah.
I remember doing this once, putting it under the sink and just letting water run on it.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
So you have done that?
But, I mean, you got to clean your sink then, too.
Well, then you get the spray thing, you just go, Mindy,
and then
can
you
tell.
Take the disinfectant.
No. This is something you're never.
What about E. coli?
And there's dishes in the sink. He's just rinsing out top of the dishes.
Okay.
You're never going to come to my house ever. You're never going to be a part of my.
I've been to your house. You don't invite me.
What Joe does is he goes upstairs to the shower and he grabs the loofah. And he takes it downstairs. And he scrubs the poop
his
off.
His wife's loofah.
Scrubs I should have asked Travis that question.
Of the shoe
that
and
the loofah question. Get
and
him back
puts
on the
loofah
line.
Back in the shower.
Let's get him back on the line and we'll end this. Can we call him? This is the end because I have to ask
is
him about the loofah.
About the loofah?
He's going to be on my side.
What does he think about the loofah? Oh, right. I don't think Travis is going to be on your side.
He's going to be on my side because he is the man. We're putting this on
no.
the end.
If his wife, maybe it depends on if his wife
he
also listens.
I don't know why you think this is so sick. Have a loofah, big ball. You use it to scrape the dirt and grime off of a shower or tub. That's it. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, are you, you have another question there?
No, I just think this is fitting that we're bookending this.
Yeah, we're going to book it. So
I hope he's not in a meeting. I bet you he'll take
this guy
it,
sounds please. Like he works from home, which is fake work all day long. We got him.
See, no one answers phone calls anymore.
I know.
Is it ringing?
He probably thought.
Oh, I hear ringing.
Hello?
Travis, I have one final question with we're ending the podcast right now. Please tell me you're on my side, but don't feel pressure to agree with me.
Yeah, you don't have to agree, okay. Travis, okay?
All right. So, you know about my loofah scenario or no?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Do you hear us?
What was that?
You know about my loofah scenario with my wife?
Yeah.
So I get her loofah big ball thing and I clean the tub and shower with it when she's not around and then I wash it off and I leave it so she does whatever she does with it. Is that wrong or is that okay with you?
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't do that to my wife.
Yes. Travis is on my side.
But I wash it off. I rinse it. There's nothing wrong with this.
It's gross, Travis.
It's definitely not the cleanest in the world.
Travis, you're banned from this podcast forever.
I'm
ever.
With you, Travis.
I'm not accepting questions from you anymore.
But it could be that his wife listens to the podcast too, so he has to say that.
No, she is. She really doesn't even. She doesn't even know I listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I told her the other day that I was going to be on.
Oh, but, funny. Well, she'll start listening now.
Yeah.
Will you guys all just try it? You'd be amazed how it scrapes grime off of everything. Would you at least try it?
Get your own loofah. Don't use Don's loofah.
And Travis, here's just so you know, we randomly answered the Bachelorette
like,
party question.
The loofah like quarterly, monthly?
How often does she change it?
I don't know. I just see it hooked to the shower head. I don't know if she ever uses it. So I don't know what her loofah usage is. That's a good point.
Interesting.
Maybe it could be there on display and never used.
That's a year. It could be a year's worth of shower grime.
No, after every time I clean with it, I rinse it off.
Though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't know.
You had a question for
us? Oh, Travis, I just was going to say, when you listen to this, we had your bachelorette party question and
the poop one.
And the dog poop one. So we tried to do our best with that. And it was great hearing from you today.
I appreciate that.
All right, tell everyone what
you guys can call me whenever you want.
Oh, thanks. We might.
Tell everyone what they can do to get on the podcast, at least their questions, and then we'll end this. You're gonna be the guy here. What do you do to get your questions on?
You got email brownbag@wnep.com.
All right.
He's a pro.
Man. And thanks for all your questions and help. And try the loofah thing next time we talk and get back to me, all right?
Don't do it, Travis.
Sounds good.
Peace out, brother.
Bye. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
See you, thanks.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.